a happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
All right. Thanks to Brendan. And tomorrow, the summer begins with the Ian Kinsler Show at 1:10 or so. Here's Groobs with something really, really intriguing.
Where's Groobs at?
Oh, I'm right here, Dirk. Jess Brakes and Don Davis Auto Group bring you D-Man.
You a little sick, Michael?
Where's Groobs at?
I mean, exactly.
Groobs put on his Facebook page that he was going to meet with NyQuil or something last night.
A date with Lady NyQuil.
He had to tell everybody.
So I could get some sympathy.
So girls could say, oh, are you okay?
I don't sound
so good right now, but I feel great, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to Mike and Corby.
Uh-oh.
They're standing by somewhere.
Gone!
They're not here. They're over there.
10-1, Indians.
Oh, sorry.
Man.
Did we
One
ruin
little,
the
two,
opening
little,
of...
three little Indians.
Did we ruin the opening of Yankee Stadium?
Oh, too bad.
Is that the first ever game at Yankee Stadium?
But
will they now mention forever the first pitcher to win a game at Yankee Stadium was an Indian?
Oh, too bad.
Boy, that is too bad, isn't it?
I'm sorry, first ever loss at Yankee Stadium was to the Cleveland Indians.
Boy.
With CeCe pitching for the Yankees.
What a bad day this must be.
How crazy.
With CeCe Sabathia. Oh, you wanted to leave Cleveland so bad, huh?
What's CeCe's record now? Has he won one?
1-1.
But he lost the first game, too.
He's done.
So he's 1-2.
Oh my gosh.
Batting practice.
Three in a row?
Oh.
Fly ball.
There's such things
like
as
like shallow left field.
Oh, hush.
Yeah, we might have.
Those of us who follow the great game know that you never give up.
All right, I'm sorry, greatest franchise in history.
I don't know who's pitching.
Oh, I'm sorry, Teixeira. Are you 0-2?
No way. Teixeira's 0-4? Really?
How could that be?
Teixeira's in the lineup?
Teixeira.
Sarah.
Yeah. Airbones.
Yeah.
Total airbones on that one, baby. Well, today is Thursday, April 16th, 106th day of the year. There are 259 days left in 2009.
You're going so well.
It's the grand opening of the new Yankee Stadium. Man, what is not to like?
I hear you, dog.
You see Costa swoop in and grab this assignment, Mike?
Oh, God.
He did?
He's as bad as Berman.
Well, hey.
I'll work this game, Tommy.
He's Bob Costas. He can do what he wants.
Just wait to see who's hosting that Rangers postgame show if they make the playoffs. I guarantee you it ain't going to be Sean Bass.
No, we've...
Here's Diamond Talk with...
I'm pretty sure Mike Reiner might step back into the chair.
We've sensed a wall of apathy over here.
I'm just saying, if they make the playoffs, which
suddenly we get the hard line back together.
It's a large hypothetical.
Michael, roll over to Diamond Talk and start the countdown.
Would that be enough to get Greg back?
10. 9.
5. All of a sudden you're doing Diamond Talk, Snake. How about that? And you're done. Let's get him back.
On this day in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill ending slavery.
I remember that.
I thought he died yesterday.
In the District of Columbia. Yeah, but
this is a different
year.
Oh, knucklehead.
Corby, thank you.
Actually, they just put a feather pin in his hand and shoved the bill under it as he was passing on. And
weakened it, Bernie.
Somebody guided his hand along.
Yeah, that was the original weekend at Abe's.
Go on, tell them that you're abolishing slavery.
On this day in 1935, Mike, the radio comedy...
Why is all this aimed at me so far?
Because you love history.
The radio comedy program Fibber McGee and Molly premiered on the NBC Blue Network.
And what did you think about that, Mr. Reiner?
I bet I know what your dad thought of that. You were just referencing him.
You're an idiot. Nothing like Fibber McGee.
Fibber McGee and Slimy. What was his...
Molly.
Molly. Yeah.
That's Slimy. Funny.
Had you ever heard of that, Mike? Fibber McGee and Molly.
I played it for him every night.
I've heard of it, but that's it. I don't know anything about it.
I just somehow picture you listening to Fibber McGee and Molly
sitting Indian style on the
bigger staring at the radio.
You remember, son, when Fibber slipped on the banana peel?
You've got your
and he fell down.
Lone Ranger outfit on, because that's going to be on next.
Because it was funny.
So I probably had my white shirt and tie on.
Great plastic guns on
his cowboy hat.
Oh, man.
His red wagon.
You remember when
your little baby sister's Tonto.
When Fibber McGee tried to change a tire on the Edsel? I know you
do. The horse hit on the broomstick going around.
Because it was funny.
Oh, wait.
No, I really don't. I don't remember anything about it.
Lenny Bruce is no Fibber McGee. And on this day in 1947, Mike.
Wow, Mike.
The French ship Grand Camp blew up at the harbor in Texas City, Texas.
Ooh.
Another ship, the High Flyer, exploded the following day. Here. The blasts and resulting fires killed nearly 600 people.
Ooh.
Is this a Mexican Coke?
Whoa.
It is, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
It might be cut up. On this day in 1940 also...
It looks like a Mexican Coke.
The first ever...
Yeah, brewed
opening,
in Mexico.
Maybe the only ever. Opening day no-hitter in Major League history.
Like anyone can even know that.
Was pitched by...
Rick Helling.
On this day in 1940.
Charlie Huff.
Ismael Valdez.
Mike, you're a student of history.
Bob Feller.
Look at that.
He was shaking his head as he told you to.
Rapid Roberts.
Like that was too easy.
As the alliteration would tell you. He threw
very
fast.
The great Bob Feller.
Now, if he had a radio show, you might say, turn the knob to Bob. And that would be the alliteration.
Could Feller start for the Rangers?
Right now, at the age of probably 80-something?
No, back in, like, in his heyday.
Yeah, you probably could only get an inning or so out of him now.
Would he be the best setup man they have right
now? Bob Feller is 90.
Could he start...
90 years young.
For the hardline team not yet sponsored for the
great
game.
I don't know. Can he go all seven?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know who's pitching. I'm sure he'll have to go all seven innings for us.
Well, if he can't, we've got somebody who can.
Right.
Is there going
to
be a new draft, or is that the same rosters as last year?
A new draft?
Fish big?
Are we going to...
Doesn't the draft always create excitement?
When is there going to be a draft?
Don't we need some pitchers on Team Hardline?
We need talk. We need to generate talk about this game.
All we have are belly itchers from last season.
Uh-oh.
Well, Rosen went like seven, didn't he?
5 2/3.
And I'm very pleased with Rosen.
He's starting this year.
If we get him.
But was he only effective because of Corby's velocity earlier, knocking everyone's timing
off? Yeah, that velocity was just out of sight.
Wow, that cuts pretty deep, Donovan.
So he threw it, what, 50? Did he dial it down to 50?
Cuts pretty deep.
53?
I mean, I'm no Sean Bass, but who is?
Now who is?
Poor Sean.
Sean is.
Well.
Sean's been on a throwing program for 3 months now.
Long tossing, doing the dice cave routine.
He had a side session yesterday.
He actually went to spring training with the Rangers to start ramping up.
In today's birthday news, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 62.
Wow.
The ticket's own.
I bet you'd like to hear some Doors.
Milwaukee's own.
Milwaukee's best.
And I'm thinking he could score a 10 right now for the Mavericks, at least.
You know, he's kept in remarkable shape. Why is that? Like, I saw Tom Seaver the other night throw the first pitch out. He looks like a whale. Why can't he look like Kareem?
Black don't crack.
Didn't you know that about Tom Seaver when he was playing, though?
Yeah.
I thought he'd blown up.
You know that about all those drop and drive guys.
That guy inside of him.
He was greatness, though, in his day.
Like, he could barely, like...
Who, Tom Terrific?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the alliteration for him?
And
that
Piazza caught the ball that he threw out, and all I could think of was Mr. New Steroid Guy.
Explanation, please.
Well, he was called
out. So
you're
saying that Tom Seaver used steroids?
No, Piazza Jack Watt, Mr. Flibbert, or whatever your name is.
Who was it? Flipper McGee?
Yeah, Mr. Flipper McGee.
And
Flipper.
Molly?
Fibber McGee.
Fibber McGee. Fibber.
Yeah, Fibber.
Get it right.
That's right.
Don't be a knucklehead.
You're an idiot.
Antonio.
Banderas.
Gates.
Antonio.
Langham.
Bryant.
Fargus.
Freeman.
Fargus, I like that.
Antonio Alfonseca is 37.
Oh, six
damn it.
Fingers.
Former Ranger
fingers.
Great.
El Pupo. Slugbuck. And remember I went and asked him about his six fingers, or I tried to, and people were telling me not to? What was the deal there? I can't remember.
Remember when I was really abrasive, and I didn't do anything. I just go in there and ask him. I don't care if he had six fingers. I'm a snake.
What was the deal with that? Kevin Minch said don't do it or something. He's real sensitive about his eighth finger.
I think they were putting you on.
Oh, they were.
I didn't even care.
Could he hold more balls in a hand than J.R. Richard? Couldn't J.R. Richard hold like 12 baseballs?
I thought that was Henry Jim Bibby that did that.
Wow.
It was.
It wasn't J.R. Richard?
He was very impressive in other areas, too, I hear.
Like what is winter?
You sure hear a lot about that. I don't know what these circles are you run in.
What is this network you're on?
You whip up a hell of a quiche?
Could, yeah.
Elsewhere, Bill Belichick is 57.
Bella
what?
Okay. Can't call him
that's
that
right.
anymore.
He's a big well. He's greatness, though.
Belichick.
You're going to go out on that
yeah.
limb?
Thank you, Bob.
And his hoodie.
Yeah, we weren't necessarily designed to go to anybody. They went to the guy that was open based on the coverage that we played. We saw.
Sam, talk about your B-town offense in the second half. They treated the boys from Big D like a couple of flapper girls who were a little loopy on the old gin and juice.
Next.
Boy,
he didn't even try.
He really didn't.
Next.
The cojones to do that to Belichick. That might be underrated.
That is underrated.
No, that's the biggest one ever.
Next.
You had to be sweating your
well,
ass off.
Biggest if the Patriots would have lost that day.
Yeah.
Still very
right.
big.
Peyton is the biggest one by far.
Next.
The biggest cojones.
Like, did he even consider answering that question?
No.
Or, like, how quick
how far
the
into Tom's next. Question did Belichick just totally tune out and look for security?
All right.
After the play the game,
yeah, start
you.
It. Start it over, and we'll tell you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we weren't necessarily designed to go to anybody. They went to the guy that was open based on the coverage that we played. We saw.
Sam, talk about your B-town offense in the second half.
It's
between the boys from Big D, like a couple of flapper girls who
out,
were
out.
A little loopy
flapper
on the old gin and juice.
You don't think Champ did it?
Hey, Bill.
No, I don't think Champ did it. I think flapper girls did it.
Next.
Is that the first time Belichick has ever had to decode flapper girls in a press conference?
Well, I bet the media was against you that day, too.
I'll never
yeah,
forget
not
the time
not with
he looked
Brady.
At me and said, all right, what really happened with
when
Miami?
Brady smiles, the media smiles.
John Clayton gave me a disapproving nod.
As he looked up at you?
John Clayton, you said?
Uh-huh.
With his cotton mouth?
Like Skeletor.
Fernando Vina is 40.
Well. Stinking Joey Bell.
Ooh.
Didn't Albert Bell teach him?
He sure did.
What did he teach him?
How to stay out of his way.
Thug up baseball.
Exactly.
Taught him.
Ooh.
To go back to Milwaukee.
Well, he was already in Milwaukee.
Stay there, then.
Ellen Barkin.
Well, he was there.
Ellen Barkin is 54. Peter Billingsley is 38.
I used to think she was really hot, but she's had it, man.
Christmas Story.
Ralphie, right. The Beaver.
Be hot, man.
He's also a director now.
Yes,
you
he
think
is.
So, too.
Martin Lawrence, oh my gosh,
did
44.
That line four guy?
You know what he directs,
that movie
Dan?
She did with Jack Nicholson.
That's a big day.
What does he direct?
He directs
Dinner for Five, I know.
Yeah, Dinner for Five, the Jon Favreau show.
Is there more?
Not really, that's all I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Martin Lawrence
story.
Is 44.
Tell
apparently,
it again.
That's
he used
big.
To.
Donovan.
Big.
I'm going to celebrate by watching seasons 1 and 2 tonight.
You know, you kind of look like him.
You do look just like him.
All
so,
episodes in a row.
You know who you do look like is Mark Curry.
It says
that's
here.
The dumbest thing you've ever said.
On the show Martin, Bob, I never knew this.
Del Curry.
It says here he was a talk show host, like a radio talk show host.
WZUP?
WZUP.
What's that?
I think you look like Willie
Bird. How do we not have audio from that show? If he was on WZUP.
I have seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4 ready to go.
Well, let's go.
Oh, my God. You're unbelievable.
What Tyler Perry, Martin Lawrence, huh?
That show was
absolute greatness.
That was
Big Mama's House.
Show.
And Big Mama's House, too.
Seen it.
He was.
And Tyler Perry's Big Mama's House.
No, Tyler Perry had nothing to do with it because, you know what? Big Mama's House was good.
Big Mama's House.
So you're saying everything Tyler Perry has anything to do with
garbage.
How do you explain your leader, Martin Lawrence, in that freakout episode he had where he was running around naked everywhere? And
explain
he
that.
Wasn't running around naked.
He was in aluminum foil suit.
Yeah, he was trying to...
what was going on?
He was getting ready for his role. He had
get
into character.
That's okay.
Yeah, but
this
guy's
deal. Look, these days we've got Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, and?
Yeah.
And others who do that.
You didn't really research your...
That was a long time ago.
Flubber McGee?
He was ahead of his time.
I am going to celebrate tonight.
What is it, Flipper McGee?
Fibber
McGee.
So tired of this. Everyone's messing up his name.
Bobby Vinton is 74.
Ah, the Polish prince.
Probably making a ton of money in Branson right now.
Did you go see him up there?
No, but I would. I might do that this summer.
You remember when Fibber went to work and his shirt was untucked?
Of love.
So you're thinking about going to Branson again this summer?
I haven't been there in a few years. 7 years, to be exact.
So
I'm thinking about it. That's all. I'm just kind of not sure.
Whoa.
All right, here's...
It was a rush.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Here's your spare birthdays. Or something.
Come on, man. Keep it going.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Next.
It's a prize board.
Ah, sweet groups. Bruce Bochy, 54.
Spurs.
That's Bruce Bone.
Sorry. Steve Entman, 39.
That was a former number one pick in the draft.
Bust.
From?
Washington.
Logan.
Washington.
No, Jacksonville.
Jim Lonborg, 67.
Oh, that's a Phillies great.
Red Sox great.
Yeah.
That's a one-year wonder.
Conchita Martinez.
Snake.
37.
Mustache.
No.
Go ahead and come in on
the set. Who was that?
Conchita Martinez?
Yeah.
Tennis, right?
Tennis.
No.
She really wasn't that good looking.
Jugadora El Tennis. Verdad?
Tennis?
Jugadora?
Sure, we'll go with that. I don't know.
Dick Versace or Versace, 69.
What's his first name?
He was funny looking.
I think it's Versace.
Looked like an albino.
You think it is Dick Versace?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And Walt Williams, 39.
The Wizard.
The Maverick.
Wow, Maverick great.
No, he's older than that.
He's a Terp.
From Lost, right? The kid?
He's older than 39?
The former Maverick great has got to be older than that.
He's on their team 5 years ago.
Right. What are you talking about?
How old do you want him to be?
I thought he's like 48.
When did he write Leaves of Grass?
That's Walt Whitman.
Oh. That's Walt Frazier.
Marilyn Turpin.
Marilyn Turpin? Merkin? Is that Dinner Bell Mel?
That's
no,
Melton.
I was just saying Walt Williams was a Maryland Terrapin.
Yeah, that's a well.
Oh, a Maryland Terrapin. I thought you...
And Dinner Bell Mel is a well.
How about this from P1 David, who suggests that Uncle Rico was Martin Lawrence's producer on the TV show.
That is correct.
Like his radio producer, his Gribble?
Yeah.
Was
Look
Uncle
how
Rico?
Donovan doesn't know that. Fake. You've never watched the show.
Rico.
You've never seen the show.
His name was Sean on the show.
You've never seen the show. You never watched Martin. Community. Actually,
get him.
This just in.
Actually white.
They know. The community knows.
Walt Williams was born in 70.
Donovan has never seen
Corby?
Martin.
Walt Williams was a wow, too, I think.
Can you help me with what year it is, Corby?
What year what is?
Like right now. What year are we in?
2009.
Because he was born in 1970.
Who are you talking about?
Walt Williams.
Oh, I don't know what...
He's trying to bully you, dude.
Okay, you win. I mean, what do you want?
No, don't give in.
Yes.
Fight.
Winner.
Come on, Snake. Fight the fight here.
Remember when you were
a
Snake?
I don't know who's pitching.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Born on this day, now dead, Charlie Chaplin and his mustache.
Funny. Not as funny as Fibbo.
Yeah, that's a favorite of Gordon.
Dick Night Train Lane.
That was some greatness. That's the Hardline's own Dick Night Train Lane.
14 picks in a year. Mm-hmm. A record that will never be touched.
Alfredo, the Detroit Titans, the Detroit Lions.
Oh.
Or the Tigers.
Messed up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Damn. Rally. Yeah. Boot rally.
Boot rally.
also born on this day, now dead, Henry Mancini.
Great.
That's music. Now shut up.
That is music.
Shut up. Henry Mancini's on.
You with your guitar and your drum kit.
You're a hippie.
You're a doper.
A loser. That's right.
Born in
you'll never be anything.
Henry Mancini, born in Cleveland.
You should listen to this.
Wait a minute. What?
There's too many pits.
Henry Mancini was born in Cleveland.
Oh, well. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well.
Moon River, that's music.
You know what you were born to do? Fail.
Go with Tribe.
That's right.
And that also born on this day, now dead, Dusty Springfield.
Now clean your room, you slob.
Greatness.
You'll do her.
Dead. She's dead. Dead on this day, still dead. Alexander.
And he's gay.
Skip.
I mean, he's blind.
Spence.
Of Moby Grape.
Wait a minute. Ever.
And Robert Urich.
Urich.
Hey, look, Dan. It's
Vegas. Dan Tana.
Shin Su Chu is up.
Kazentai.
Okay.
What's our score now?
Donovan, thanks, that's
10-2 in the eighth.
Norm would never say anything that dumb. Tyler?
I think he would.
That doesn't suck.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Okay. Hardline next.
Here's the kicker.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkiss. Tomorrow morning, 10 to 12 on The Ticket, our show originates live from Star Power at the Toll Road and Arapahoe in the